With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, everybody knows Weber grills. I've been using Weber grills my whole life, and check it out. They got a pellet grill, the Weber Searwood pellet grill. Now, with a pellet grill, you can smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. You can go from low and slow, okay, on smoke boost mode, or crank this thing all the way to a heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone, so you can put more food on the flame. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood pellet grill.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's time for Wisdom Wednesday. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. It's the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia. That is Mike Tagliere, and it's you, and we're talking about preparation. We're talking about mocks today, and today is the first in our series of Wisdom Wednesdays. And if you noticed, we've been doing things a little differently this spring. We're giving you more podcasts, shorter podcasts, but 5 days a week, and every Wednesday we're going to do a little short version here, basically on a bigger topic. And today's topic is going to be about mock drafting and why it's never too early to start that process. And some people say, what are you doing? You're mock drafting in May. Well, there's certain things you can learn, certain things you can glean, and certain ways you can start to see the value on the board early on in terms of ADP. And Tags and I are going to take you all through that. And part of this discussion too is going to center around our draft software for mock drafting, which is fantasypros.com/simulator. Again, that's fantasypros.com/simulator. And that's where the draft wizard lives and the magic of all the mock drafting that happens here on Fantasy Pros. And Tags, I want to start things off here with a little quote from Sun Tzu from The Art of War. You ready for this? Because I figured I'd go deep today for a little wisdom.
You went straight up Bill Belichick. Let's do it.
I went straight up Bill Belichick. I took the Wisdom Wednesday very seriously. And The Art of War teaches us to rely not on the likelihood of the enemy's not coming, but on our own readiness to receive him. And I feel like that's what mock drafting is about. There's two things you can be for every draft you do when draft season arrives, and that is be prepared and be flexible. And I feel like that's what mock drafts do. They teach you how to be flexible and train that muscle a little bit. So for you, why is it never too early to kind of start this process?
Well, there's a few different reasons. I mean, one of the things is understanding where players are this time of the year is very important. And I say that because once you get to the preseason and training camps, hype is going to get out of control. This time of the year, there is no hype. We know the players. We know their situation. We know how their ADP is before things get going. There is going to be market corrections for sure, because there are players that are undervalued, overvalued right now. But you have to make sure you understand your limits. For example, this time last year, Calvin Ridley was around the wide receiver 19 in consensus rankings. In my projections, he came up around the wide receiver 11. And it was like, okay, I know where I like him. I know the risk involved. I know this and that. And I work through it. But understanding the ADP, what it is right now, and saying, what is my limit on him? I like him. But if the hype catches up, what is your limit? Where are you going to go to? So it's basically getting that mindset to say, all right, what's the best that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? This is where it's at right now. Where can I not get caught up in that ADP? But just knowing where it's at right now is extremely important, because again, this is before all that hype starts. What I do, Joe, is once the preseason comes, once training camp comes, all I pay attention to is the negative reports. And I say that because there's so much positivity and so many highlight reels and this and that, and Terrell Pryor making a one-handed touchdown grab.
That was one of my favorite ones. I could care less.
But what I'm saying is, just if you hear a coach saying something negative about a player, that's typically indicative of what's going on. They never want to talk negative. So when they do, it's a big deal.
Now, that's an interesting thing too. The other
piece of mock drafting, especially if you're doing it early and often, is starting to see the trends of player movement. And that's something that I'm always very aware of. You're talking about last year, Calvin Ridley. Obviously, this year, we've kind of talked about Kyle Pitts, Najee Harris, some of these rookies that have come into where they're going to start somewhere in ADP. And if you're doing early drafts, you'll see where they are. And for those of you who don't even know, when we're throwing around the word ADP, we're talking about average draft position. That's what we're talking about. Again, we sometimes take for granted some people are just getting into fantasy football for the first time. And that ADP typically moves. The more players get covered, the more people start to see them on the field, a good preseason, a great moment in a training camp, all of those things start to elevate those ADPs. But I think when you're mock drafting early and you're on a product like the Draft Wizard at Fantasy Pros, what you're able also to do is start to game plan strategies for draft slots, which I like a lot too, because you're going to have a lot of drafts, chances are, not just one, and starting to get an idea, what does it look like if I'm drafting at the top of this year? What's my target players in the first few rounds? And then same thing in the middle and the bottom of the drafts. And I find what I like to do, especially with the Black Book stuff, is try to get into core roster strength, building core roster strength, being better at certain spots in my roster than other people. And that, I think, is a great way to start to construct that via mock drafting.
Yeah, I toy with this all the time because I want to know the best advice to give, right? There's a lot of people, like one of the top questions I get during the week, during the draft season, I should say, is that, should I start running back? Should I go running back wide receiver? Should I do this? Should I do that? Never lock yourself into a strategy. What you should do is go through the draft simulator and go through it from all the different draft spots and say, pretend that you said, hey, it seems like a running back year. I want to get workhorse running backs on my team. There's plenty of wide receivers later. But let's pretend that Tyreek Hill falls to you in the second round. Stephon Diggs falls to you in the second round. What are you going to do then? It's like the running backs are flying off the board. Are you going to take a second or third tier running back before one of those guys? Instead, in the mock draft, this is the time to practice that. Take Tyreek Hill. See what running back you snag in the third round on the way back. And it's like, you might be like, hey, these two running backs, Tyreek Hill, or these two running backs and then the wide receiver in the third round, and you mix and match. You kind of work your way through that. And you're going to find out the strengths of the board. You're going to find out what you're comfortable with. Because in the end, I see some people on Twitter touting, saying, I love this roster. And then I look at it and I'm like, this is a piece of crap. Like this is nothing I would draft. So it really comes down to what you're comfortable with, knowing the players in the board, knowing where they're at. And again, it all comes back to ADP, understanding that, understanding where those players are. And Joe, I'm going to go on a semi rant here because there's some people that will tell you ADP doesn't matter. They're going to tell you, take the players you want. That's idiotic. And I'm going to tell you why. It's like having a choice of stock in the stock market and knowing I want Apple, I want Amazon, and I want Walmart stock. You're just pretending you want them no matter the cost. You want them, okay? Apple is $123 right now. Amazon, $3,188. Walmart is $141. If you get the choice of one stock, no matter the cost, you take Amazon, okay? And then when you're able to trade Amazon for 26 shares of Apple, you do that. Do we get it? You have to understand perceived value. Even if you think Amazon isn't worth what the market's saying it is, that's what the market is saying by ADP. You have to understand ADP. You have to understand to take value when it's there. Just because you like a player that's ADP in the sixth round, it does not mean you need to draft him in the fourth round because you are removing all that built-in equity that you had of getting that sixth round pick. We're going to, as we work through the offseason, we're going to talk through players that are worth reaching around for because you don't want to miss out on them. But again, if you reach too much, you're taking away all of that value you got with the pick.
Well, you're also then making them be anchors on your team. They must return the value that you expect them to be able to do, yep, as opposed to being a bonus player, which is something that is always something that gets people in trouble. And the whole point of having ADP and the whole point of doing mock drafts is understanding how long you can wait to be aggressive on the players you like. It's not how much more aggressive can I be, it's how patient can I be to get the guys that I want and have my cake and eat it too. Have that really good core roster strength and then get some of these guys that maybe I will go one round or maybe I'll go a few dollars more. And what's great about the Draft Wizard is that you can mock against Tags, myself, Yates, Dan, all of us. You can mock against any experts you want and kind of train those muscles. And that's what it's all about for me. It's about training the muscles for draft season, because every single draft that you do is never going to be exactly how you think it's going to play out. It never is. It's the beauty of the game of football. It's the beauty of the game of fantasy football. Every single one of these drafts, you have a perceived idea of value. And then it goes out the window. And then how do you react and how do you train yourself to react? And again, that's why you go to fantasypros.com/simulator and you start to work those muscles a little bit. And we've already got everything up there in terms of ADP and ECR and starting to craft some of the values of players. And Tags, you know, when I try to look through this too, it's also about understanding you can try certain strategies as well. You can certainly, let's try what it looks like when there are, you know, and I go running back here. And what I like about the simulators, you can then back that out and say, you know what? I don't like how this team looks 6 or 7 rounds into the draft. Let me try running back, wide receiver. And I think that is what's the separator too, is sometimes you do these mock drafts and you just have to suck it up through the end. I like the back out feature where you can go backwards, try something again, go back, try something again, and keep doing that for all the different formats you play. To me, I think that is how you start to craft core roster strength.
Yeah, mock drafts are like life experience, right? Like, how many times have you told, I've told my kids this, like, you guys don't have as much experience as I do. Listen to me. I'm not dumb. I'm telling you what I've learned. And it's like,
spoiler alert, they're not going to listen to you anyway.
That's true. That's very true. I've had that experience this morning. But but basically, it comes down to just being prepared for any situation. I know me personally, I've done this. I've done it in my home leagues because in my home leagues, I kid you not, guys will show up with my cheat sheet in hand. They say, Mike, I didn't even do any research. I'm just going to draft off your sheet just to tick you off. And that's always terrible. But there'll be times where it's like, all right, I have two guys that I want. There's only 3 picks in front of me. Please don't go. And of course they're going to go. They do.
Of course.
And then you're sitting there saying, this is the last position I wanted to be in. By doing mock drafts and doing all that stuff, you're going to actually be prepared for those situations. You're going to feel better about them. You're going to say, hey, I know this. I know how this plays out. I'm going to take this player here because I'm going to get this player here. There's a lot of different things that you benefit. You just benefit from doing mock drafts, period. Like, I can't state that enough.
Yeah, and the last bit that I want to make too is what I like to do is also you start to see the trends of players that you don't necessarily like where they're going to, which also helps you build strategies, because as important it is to identify the players to be aggressive on, it's also equally, if not more important, to identify the players that you're going to be out on. And I think when you start to mock draft, you see where those guys are going, maybe how you can kind of take advantage of that and where those guys are. If you want to take advantage of it, head over to fantasypros.com/simulator and try out the Draft Wizard for yourself if you haven't already. Chances are that you have if you're listening to us. But once again, we've got some brand new features out there that are very cool, and I think they are definitely going to help you as we start to prepare for draft season to get all of those mocks ready to go. Any other final words of wisdom for Wisdom Wednesday, Mr. Tags?
Yes, I do have one more, and this one's extremely important. When you're setting up your draft, it allows you to choose what you're drafting against. You could draft against experts. You could draft against ADP. You could draft against ADP on Yahoo, ESPN. Set all those different things up. Whatever you are drafting on in your most important league or the one you're practicing for, do it against that ADP, because I promise you, CBS ADP, it will influence the draft. It will change a whole bunch if you do it versus Yahoo. It's all different. So whatever one you're preparing for, if you play in a Yahoo league, practice with Yahoo ADP, because the people that come into your draft and don't know what they're doing, they're just going to look at that and they're just going to draft the next player. So therefore, you're going to get better values on certain players. You're going to know the players that are going to come off the board much earlier because that ADP indicates it.
Even if they are prepared, I feel like sometimes those specific site draft rankings have a certain impact on people's perception. Yeah. And that they might even be prepared, but all of a sudden they see this player, or conversely too, you see players that aren't valued high enough, and that's where you know you can get value. That could be a player you love this year, right? Let's say you love Travis Etienne, right? All of a sudden one site has him really low. That is a very important thing to know.
Yes.
Because chances are you might be able to wait that extra round and not have to go the aggressive one round or even where he's going, typically speaking. So what Tags is saying is absolutely right. Make sure that you're also gauging some of your strategies to where you are drafting these leagues. That is another huge thing. And they're so different. ESPN is not going to be like Yahoo, vice versa, CBS. They're all going to be different. So lots of things to take advantage of here over at Fantasy Pros. So go do it today. Fantasypros.com/simulator. Go have some mock draft fun on the Draft Wizard on us. That'll do it for me and Tags, but the story of the game goes on. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.